Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A group of farm leaders from Kentucky were recently in Canada to talk trade and Kentucky agriculture. Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles was joined by representatives of Kentucky Farm Bureau and other commodity groups on the trip.
The Kentucky Department of Agriculture, as well as with the World Trade Center of Kentucky, were proud to offer the first agriculture-only trade mission to Canada. We went to the Toronto and Guelph area, which is their hub of their agribusiness industry. We were there to help maintain and strengthen relationships between Kentucky's largest agricultural buyer.
Commissioner Quarles notes Canada continues to be a strong export market for Kentucky.
We're proud to say that we export $190 million of Kentucky ag exports north to Canada each and every year. And so taking a trip with a delegation of a broad spectrum of ag leaders was very beneficial for us.
He adds a visit with the United States Trade Commissioner to Canada was a critical part of the trip.
We were fortunate to have the leadership of U.S. Ambassador to Canada, Kelly Kraft, with us for 2 full days on the trade mission. So while we're there, we're highlighting what Kentucky exports that we're known for, such as Kentucky bourbon, Kentucky racehorses, as well as some of the inputs that a lot of folks may not realize.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Quarles notes several Kentucky products are already in use north of the border.
I was on a farm, and a farmer's 24-row corn planter had Martin row cleaners on it from Todd County, Kentucky. And so it may come as a surprise that many Kentucky agriculture businesses are already exporting to Canada.
He adds some work needs to be done on NAFTA, though.
There are some areas of NAFTA that need to be updated. It's a 25-year-old trade agreement, and quite frankly, when it was written, there are parts of the economy that did not exist in the early 90s, such as the internet age or certain intellectual property issues. And those need to be revisited. And we need to make sure that American farmers gain access to foreign markets and that we're playing on the fair playing field.
Quarles says dairy is among the issues that need to be addressed.
We believe that the Canadians should open up market access for American dairy. And that's one of the biggest points of contention with the NAFTA trade talks that are ongoing right now.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with the Farm Bureau Radio Network.